Prologue. February 2014. Emily Billingham tried to scream through the hand that covered her mouth. The fingers were thin but strong against her lower jaw. She forced out a sound that bounced back off his flesh and threw back her head to try to prise herself free. The back of her skull met with something hard, a rib.
"Knock it off, you stupid little bitch,"
he said, dragging her backwards. The pounding in her ears almost drowned out his words. She could feel her own heart beating hard against her chest. The fabric across her eyes blocked out her surroundings, but she felt the gravel underfoot. Every step took her further from Susie. Emily bucked again. She tried to force herself away from his body, using her upper arms, but he just pulled her closer. She tried to squirm away from his grip, but his arms tightened. She didn't want to go with him. She had to get free. She had to get help. Daddy would know what to do. Daddy would save them both. She heard the creak of a door. Oh no, it was the van. She summoned the strength to scream. She didn't want to go in the van again.
"No, please,"
she cried, trying to squirm out of his grip. He kicked her hard in the back of the knee. Her leg buckled and she stumbled forward, but he stopped her falling to the ground by grabbing a handful of hair. Her scalp stung as the tears broke free from her eyes. In one movement, he launched her into the rear of the vehicle and slammed the door shut. It made the same tinny noise it had days ago when she'd been walking to school. Her classroom seemed so far away now, and she wondered if she would ever see her friends again. The van reversed quickly, launching her against the doors. The pain shot from the back of her skull like a firework. She squirmed to right herself, but the van was moving fast, throwing her onto her side. Her cheek crashed against the wooden floor of the vehicle as it bounced along at speed. She winced as the skin on her bare calf snagged on a nail. A trace of warm blood trickled down to her ankle. Susie would tell her to be strong, like when she'd sprained her wrist in gymnastics. Susie had held her other hand and squeezed strength into her heart, telling her it would all be okay. And she'd been right. But she hadn't been right this time.
"I can't do it, Susie, I'm sorry,"
Emily whispered as the tears turned to sobs. She wanted to be brave for her friend, but the trembling that had started in her legs was now travelling the length of her body. She pulled up her knees to her chin, tried to scrunch herself tighter into the smallest of balls, but the shaking wouldn't subside. She felt a drop of urine slip from between her thighs. The trickle turned to a stream that her body was powerless to stop. A terrified sob was torn from her body as Emily prayed for the ordeal to end. And then suddenly, the van came to a stop.
"Please, Mummy, come and get me,"
she whispered as the sudden, ominous silence settled around her. She lay against the door, unmoving. The trembling had paralysed her limbs. She had no more strength to fight him and awaited whatever came next. The fear formed a lump in her throat as her captor opened the door.